How many times have you seen Miss Stewart since May 6th?
None.
A disconnect between mother and daughter.
I tried to reach out, but I didn't get anything.
No, she didn't. All I wanted to do was build a relationship with her, spend time with my family.
Can they overcome decades of bad blood?
I didn't even know she was in the States. I didn't know that she was staying at my sister's house.
Any particular reason?
Because when I was 8 years old, my mother placed me in foster care.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Beverly Artis Fraser is suing her daughter, Zakiya Stewart, for the balance of a loan and car rental fees.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 143 on the calendar in the matter of Artis Fraser versus Stewart.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat.
Ms. Fraser, this is your daughter, and it is your claim that you made a loan to her some 2 years ago. Where have you been for the last 2 years?
I don't live in the country. I live in Europe, in Denmark. I was out visiting when I loaned her the money.
Mm-hmm. So where have you been for the last 2 years?
I was trying to see if we could work it out. I didn't want to push her father away from me, so I just kept sending emails and Facebook texting until she cut off communication.
All right, so let me try to explain something to you. This was about a loan for a car. You needed a car. As far as I can see from your mother's statement, she paid for this used car for you. She borrowed the money from Denmark here. Is that what she did?
Yes, but not exactly in those terms, Shiana.
Not exactly what?
It wasn't for a used car. Her car got repossessed.
Did she buy a new car?
She bought a new car. But the money we loaned her was for to get her car out of repossession. She bought another car with the money we loaned her.
It's not what it says in your complaint, by the way. It's that I told her maybe she could make a deal with the car company and get a second job. That was to make up the old payments. But she explained she was too far behind in the payments. That's what you say here.
Yes.
She still hadn't gotten a car. So in addition to $400, I agreed to loan her $3,200. Okay. Do you think you owe your mother the money? It's a simple question. If you think you owe, you should pay her.
No.
No. You're not supposed to wait 2 years to enforce a claim.
She's my...
You're not... Go ahead.
She's my daughter, so I was trying to give her time. We have a lot of Facebook messages back and forth where I told her, I explained to her that I would make it easier for her to pay it back. I lowered the payments. I would start them at a later date if that was helpful to her. But she cut off communication. She wouldn't communicate with me until maybe weeks or months later. Then she would come and say, I'm not a horrible person. Of course I'm going to pay you back. I have it in her texts. I just didn't have it right now. Of course I'll send you the contract. I said, I'll even revise the contract. I said, to make it easier. You don't have to go to a notary. I said, I'll take that out. I'll take out my husband's name. I'll take out her sister's name. I said, all you need to do is just sign it, scan it, and send it back to me.
When did you come here this year?
I came here May 6th, I think it was.
And you don't need a visa. You can come whenever you
like. Oh, yes. I'm an American citizen.
And in 2016, when were you here?
That was the last week of January 2016, yeah.
So you were here in 2016?
Yes, from 15 to 16.
When did you leave in January of 2016?
I think it was the beginning of the third week of January.
And when Ms. Fraser did, I'm just asking you these questions for my own information before I dismiss your case because it's stale. You came May 6th of this year. How many times have you seen Ms. Stewart since May 6th?
None. Mm-hmm. I tried to reach out, but I didn't get anything.
No, she didn't. Mm-hmm. No, she didn't. She didn't try to reach out to me. I found out that my mother was here in the States this year. She's saying that she got here the 6th. I'm now finding out that my mother got here on May 6th. My birthday is May 9th. I didn't hear from her. I didn't even know she was in the States. I didn't know that she was staying at my sister's house. I didn't find out my mother was here until my nephew graduated from 8th grade.
That's too much information for me. Too much information for me. Too much information. I don't care about your nephew's graduation. Now, you're her sister? Is there a reason why you didn't let her know that your mom was here?
I think because of the situation, their relationship was strained. And so they already cut off communication.
Was it strained last year and the year before?
It's always been strained.
Any particular reason?
Different personalities.
Any particular reason?
The reason our relationship has been estranged, Your Honor, is because when I was 8 years old, my mother placed me in foster care.
Got it. That has a long history.
Yes.
Okay. Now, your mother did send you some money?
She did.
And tell me why you think that you shouldn't pay her back.
Because, Your Honor, when I was going through the situation when my car was repossessed, my mother later accused me of using her, but I didn't. I did not want my mother to know that I was struggling, that I was in between jobs, I was temping. While she was here, all I wanted to do was build a relationship with her, spend time with my family. I wanted to get closer to her. When my car was repossessed, it actually happened at my house when we were leaving in the morning. So she happened to be there at the time. Otherwise, she wouldn't have known. She wouldn't have known that my car had been repossessed before.
Just a sec. I want to know how it came about that she sent you money.
She sent it to me, Your Honor, because she agreed to help me out with transportation since I had just started a new job. Since my car was repossessed and I didn't have
enough... Did you ask her for a loan?
No, I didn't ask. She offered to help me. Mm-hmm. She said I was working really hard to try to take care of my daughter. I'm a single mom. My little girl at the time had just turned 5. And I was just trying to make ends meet. I lived on my own. I had an apartment.
Just a second. That's the story. So what your statement is that your mom was trying to help you. Ms. Fraser, I want to see the first communication after January of 2016 between you and your daughter regarding this money. Just the first one.
I have it.
What's the date on it?
My mother left back to Denmark on January 20th of 2016, and I was contacting her via Messenger on Facebook because at the time I couldn't afford my phone bill.
Okay, can I see those exchanges?
This is through the 22nd to the 26th.
Good. All right. No, I want to see hers. Defendants first, please. Well, she already has indicated, in fairness to your mom, she already indicated she's sending the money for the rental through PayPal because you were having some trouble getting the money. Mm-hmm. That's why I included it in the contract.
I hadn't had a contract at that time, Your Honor. My mother was telling me...
Shh, just a minute. Okay, now I would like to take a look at the plaintiff's emails or messages.
These are messages from Facebook. I also have them
just
on a
Just a second,
tablet.
I just need the dates. No. I'd like to see these exchanges, and what I need is dates, which I don't see here. I want to see, right now, I don't see anything about a loan in January of 2016. I don't see anything about a loan.
I have emails from her.
Fine. This is January 20th, 2016. Okay. Well, the first part of it on January 27th says, thank you for helping me. Really means a lot. She doesn't like people to know what's going on with her, but it was nice of you to help. And then on the same date in the evening, she evidently got the contract. I will try to get this done before Saturday, but I can't guarantee it considering that I work all day. So you must have discussed a contract with your mother.
Yes, in between that time. In between the time of
me
emailing her.
Tell me the conversation that you discussed with your mother.
So when I spoke with my mother, we were speaking via Skype because she's in Denmark.
Just tell me what you...
When we spoke, my mother told me that she had to loan me the money because I have to pay her back because she can't afford it. That was when I had already gotten the money. She said that we have to loan...
Well, no, you hadn't gotten the money yet. You weren't getting the money until the 28th.
I had the money. It was sent...
No. Was not. You hadn't gotten the money until the 28th. That's what it says in here. And then you said, and I'm going to have to keep the rental car. This was on the 27th.
Yeah.
This is before you got the money.
The reason why I didn't have it yet is because PayPal had to process it.
Doesn't matter. You didn't have the money.
Okay. So my
on
mother...
On the 27th,
my
when
mother
you got
the contract.
Sent
the money to me. It was being held by PayPal. That's the reason why I had to keep the rental car, Your Honor.
We're talking apples and oranges, madam.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You got the contract before you got the money. So I want to know what the contract was because you had to have discussed it with your mother. Otherwise, you would say, hello, mommy, what is this ridiculous contract you sent to me?
And later today...
I was just wondering why she had custody of a car. And is what you're telling me, she has custody of a car because she takes a younger child to school? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, Your Honor.
I would move on a bus line.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Beverly artist Fraser says her daughter, Zakiya Stewart, owes for a loan and car rental fees.
Now, I said to you, you got the contract from your mother before you got the money.
Yes.
So you knew about a contract.
Because
I... So I want to know what the contract was, because you had to have discussed it with your mother. Otherwise, no. You would say, hello, Mommy, what is this ridiculous contract you sent to me?
No, we spoke via Skype, and I asked her about the contract, and I said, look, I said, this contract you're asking me, because initially what she had sent me was asking me for a lot of information. She said, I'm going to need your paycheck stubs every time you get paid. I'm going to need your bank statements every month. I'm going to need to know. And I told her, I don't feel comfortable with that. And so she asked me if I could ask someone else to borrow the money, and I was trying to do that. My stepfather, her husband, butted into our conversation. He told me already that they help his kids a lot. They fund his son all the time. They can help me.
I don't need all that information. All I'm asking you is as follows. You discussed the contract with your mother, and mm-hmm. clearly, based upon this, and it was before you got the money, you said to her, I will try to get this done before Saturday, but I can't guarantee it considering I work all day and night. Mm-hmm. I can definitely have it notarized and sent back to you no later than February 2nd. So you told her that you would sign whatever contract there was.
That was before I saw it.
No, that was not before you saw it. You saw it already. You said, I got the contract.
Yeah, in an email, but I didn't. I was at work at the time. I just emailed her to say, I got it. I will get to it.
That's your problem.
That's what I said. I said, I'll get to it.
That's your problem, because you said, I got it, and I can't do it today.
I couldn't.
But I'll do it, and you'll definitely get it back by February 2nd. It's your problem if you're an idiot and didn't open up the contract.
I'm not an idiot, Your Honor.
Well, then.
I was at work.
Then,
and I said that in the email.
Then you should have waited until you could read it, and you were off work.
That's exactly what I said. I said,
no.
I will get it back to you. I can't do it right now, and
no.
I couldn't do it right then. She wanted me to go over it, and I couldn't. I was at work.
Then what I'd like you to show me is after January 27th, when you said to her, Mommy, I'm not signing this contract because I don't like the terms, and I'm returning your money to you.
We spoke via Skype.
Shh. Mm-mm.
And I did tell her that I was like, look, this is going to be too much of a hassle. I thought you were helping me because you said you wanted to help me out. I said, I will pay you back. And that's why I got one payment to her. And I sent her one payment. And when
that's
I spoke to her and my stepdad.
I retract you not getting the money back.
When I spoke to her and my stepdad after I sent that one payment, which is why I did not continue to make payments, he told me to worry about taking care of my daughter and that I needed to not give them money that I did not have. And that what I needed to do was continue on my path because I work hard and I'm trying my best to take care of my kid.
That's why I did not give her anything else because they told me. 3160, judge me for the plaintiff. We're done.
Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
She didn't have to come here to America, go to court, file a lawsuit against me.
It's never easy when you have to do something like this with your children, but
she could have just called me.
I gave her every opportunity.
I hope she just enjoys her life and I will go on living mine.
Get it in writing.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Ferguson versus Cropper. Step forward.
Toby Ferguson is suing her daughter's former friend, 20-year-old Sunny Cropper, for damage to her car.
Ms. Ferguson, how many children do you have?
Well, I had three, Your Honor. My son passed away in August, so I have two daughters now.
Did your son pass away as a result of an accident or an illness?
An accident.
Car?
No, ma'am. He was shot.
I ask you those questions because I've read your papers. The case is about this. You own a car. You let your daughter drive it. I assume that that's the daughter who was driving the car. You allege that the defendant, who is a friend of your daughter's, took the car when she had it with your permission. He took it without her permission and caused damage to the car. You want him to pay for it. You didn't want to put in claim through your insurance. And the reason you didn't want to put in a claim through your insurance is because your son totaled two of your cars and your daughter has a reckless driving ticket already. And you were afraid that they would cancel your insurance or your rates would go all the way up. That's what I'm reading behind the lines in your complaint. And what I want to know is, why does your daughter have a car?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You want to tell me what happened?
Her car was
We were
all
loading.
Try not to look over there.
Sorry, Your Honor. And I had two other friends in
the back. I don't want you to look over there. I want you to look over here.
I'm sorry, Your Honor.
And don't say you're sorry again. Just don't do it again.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Toby Ferguson says her daughter's former friend, Sonny Cropper, drove her car without permission and damaged it.
Okay, what I want to know is, why does your daughter have a car?
Your Honor, we live up in the mountains, and I work full-time as a sales coordinator for a Ready Mix, and I work a lot of hours. The girls' school's quite a distance, and Tia needs to be able to get the two of them to and from school. That's why she had a vehicle, and that's why she had the one that she had, so it was reliable going over the mountain.
Think Abe Lincoln.
Yes, ma'am.
If for some reason your children aren't able to act responsibly with a car, they shouldn't have a car. Because one day, instead of hurting a tree or instead of hurting a car, take your hand off your hip.
Sorry.
They're going to hurt somebody. So I was just wondering why she had custody of a car. And is what you're telling me, she has custody of a car because she takes a younger child to school? You allow her to take a younger child to school? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, Your Honor.
I would move on a bus line.
She no longer has a vehicle at this point. She has been excluded from my insurance policy as of this month.
That's going to be an adventure for you to try to keep her from taking your car anyway.
She's actually moved out here to California to live with her aunt now.
Oh, that's great. Now she's on a bus line. You can stand up. Your first name is?
Tia.
Tell me when the accident took place.
Happened July 7th, 2016. After a camping trip.
What took you a year to pursue this case, Ms. Ferguson?
Well, being a single mother, and Sonny has a single mother as well, I have this motherly heartstring that tends to get pulled, and trying to allow them to to pay back according to the promise that was made to me the day that I did not press the charges against him.
Yeah, and also your daughter is out in California now.
Yes, ma'am.
Where do you live?
Idaho Springs, Colorado, Your Honor.
Ms. Ferguson, this is not going to end well for you. You do understand that.
Sure.
Now, you were out, Mr. Cropper was a friend of yours, correct?
Yes.
And are you going to tell me that on the 7th of July, 2016, he took the car without your permission?
Yes,
is
Your
that
Honor.
What you're going to tell me? Is that what you're going to tell me?
Yes, Your Honor.
Is that true, sir?
I did not take her car without her permission.
Of course not. You want to tell me what happened?
So we were packing up the morning after a camping trip, and her car was...
We Try were all not loading, to look over there.
We
Is
were
there
all loading
reason?
Into her car, sorry, Your Honor. And we were loading up our stuff, and her keys were in the ignition. And at this point, Patrick Sorensen was in the vehicle, and I had two other friends in
I
the back
I don't want you to
car.
Look over there. I want you to look over here.
I'm sorry, Your Honor. And
don't say you're sorry again. Just don't do it again.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Justice, go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Go ahead.
I took the car. I got in the driver's seat. Tia saw me. There was no protest from her. And I took the car up. There's this little, like, hill. I realized that the terrain was too rough. So I went to turn it back around, and I brought it down the hill. And then at this point, everyone who was with us got in the car. I was still driving. We stopped at McDonald's. Everybody got out. And then got back in the car. I went to my house, and then me and Tia switched. She got in the driver's seat and drove away.
Okay.
And then about an hour later, I get a Facebook message with a picture of the damage to her car. And she was like, look at this damage. You need to fix the car. So I said, all right, come bring it down. You know, I looked at it, and I was like, how did this happen? It was significant enough damage to where the people in the car would have said something. We would have got out and checked it out, and somebody would have noticed it before an hour after it already happened, supposedly.
It doesn't matter. I believe that you had permission to drive the car, and her mother should have put it in through her insurance. And the fact that you chose not to put it through your insurance is your problem. He drove the car with your daughter's permission.
I don't believe that's true, Your Honor.
Oh, it's true. It's absolutely true. 100% true. Your case is dismissed. We're done.
By his excuse, you may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy. This bride's reception left her with a bad taste.
Set up?
No.
Service?
No.
Did you provide a bartender?
Yes, Your Honor.
No.
No.
Your Honor,
Judge Judy.
My daughter clearly knows that no one's allowed to drive that car.
I think it's absolute baloney that she's saying I did not have permission to drive her car.
Sunny is a liar.
If she would have told me to stop, I would have stopped, but she didn't, so.
You can care about people as much as you want. Doesn't mean anybody's gonna care about you the same.
I think it's time to move on with my life and keep doing me.